May 4th in Betty Fahrenkamp's room, and the members present are Senators Torgerson, Kelly, and Salo. We have two bills in front of us today, House Bill 307, Charitable Gaming, and HB 73, Manicurist Licensing, that we have a proposed CS. The President has asked us to move HB 307, Charitable Gaming, and get it in position to go to the floor just in case it's needed. It has been rolled into the campaign financing law. Her only concern is that that could somehow get caught up or they could take it out over there. So she doesn't plan to calendar this bill. We have an understanding she won't calendar this bill, Mike, unless it's absolutely needed.
Okay.
So with that, Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move CS for House Bill 307 Finance out of committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Without objections, the bill moves from committee. That brings us to the manicuring bill.
Yes.
The chairman has worked hard all week.
How are you now?
Committee substitute. Chairman, why don't you explain what you've done? And it is acceptable to sponsor the bill.
Members of the committee, the changes can be found on starting at page 3, section 5. There was some concern expressed at the last meeting over the apprenticeship hourly requirement, so we loosened that up a bit. If you see section 5 there, we loosened it to 200 hours of an apprenticeship, which is, we figure, approximately 5 hours of 40 a week or part-time, which must be completed in no less than 1 month, but no more than 1 year. So we've loosened that considerably. On next change is on page 4, section 9. We mandated to the board that they may not require instruction of more than 8 hours, classroom instruction. There was some concern on the committee about student loans and these people still overbearing amounts of hours in the classroom, which student loans may be issued. So we kind of mandated to the board that no more than 8 hours of instruction. And the last change, significant change we made, can be found on page 7, which is the grandfathering clause. We reduced the grant limits there to grandfather more people in so they don't have to go in for instruction or pass the new exam. Basically, now they will have to practice for compensation for 300 hours during the past 2 years, and they will be grandfathered in without a test or having to go through the classroom instruction. No driver changes in the bill.
Any questions? Senator Torgerson.
Good job, Chairman. I would move Senate CS for CS House Bill 73. Labor and Commerce out of committee with individual
moving the adoption of the CS, correct?
Pardon me. I would adopt the CS.
Any objection? Without objection, CS is adopted. Senator Torgerson has moved the bill out of committee. Any objection? Without objection, the bill moved from committee, and I believe that's probably the last official action the Senate Labor and Commerce will take. Thank you.
You've said that 3 times before.
Thank you for being such marvelous members.
Adjourned.